With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge says President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees can go forward.
After pausing the deferred resignation program, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. cleared the way for the plan to downsize the federal workforce. The judge didn't rule on the legality of the so-called buyout, but found that the labor unions that sued didn't have legal standing to challenge the program. According to the White House, tens of thousands of workers have taken the government up on its offer to resign now and get paid through September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war. The president said he spent more than an hour on the phone with Putin, and he said, "I think we're on the way to getting peace." Also at SRNnews.com, the White House says Wednesday's inflation report shows the Biden administration left them with a mess to deal with. The latest Consumer Price Index report showed the annual inflation rate ticked up to 3% in January. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the previous administration was not transparent where the economy truly was. Well, no more DEI at PBS.
The public broadcaster is shutting down its Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and firing the two executives who staffed it. With the system getting federal grant money for its children's programming, PBS lawyers judged the move necessary to comply with President Trump's executive order on DEI. PBS and NPR officials are expected to appear at a congressional hearing next month amid calls that the federal government stop funding public broadcasting. Rich Thomason reporting.
NASA's working on a plan to bring back two astronauts who have been stranded at the International Space Station for more than 8 months. The agency gave an update yesterday saying the goal is March 12th. This is SRN News. Also at SRNnews.com.
In this country, number one is war and violent conflict. Second on the list is human trafficking, followed by the plight of orphans and vulnerable children. Religious persecution is in fourth place on the Lifeway rundown, and evangelism doesn't come in until number five overall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Male college students in Utah will be prohibited from living in female dorms under a bill that's cleared a final legislative hurdle. It passed with veto-proof margins in both chambers and now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Spencer Cox, who has expressed support for that measure. Under the legislation, students at the state's public colleges and universities can only enter or live in a gendered space, such as a dorm building that corresponds with their biological sex. This is SRN News. An attorney for New York City's Mayor Eric Adams says the case against his client is over.
Attorney Alex Spiro, who represents New York City Mayor Eric Adams, says the DOJ ordering a halt in the bribery case against his client backs what he's always said, that charges by local prosecutors were unfair. Still, Spiro acknowledges the DOJ left the door open to future charges.
Any case could always be revived. There's no reason to think a case built on this shaky foundation will ever be brought again by any office ever.
Spiro says there was no deal with Adams, despite the DOJ saying the charges were disrupting the Democratic mayor's ability to assist President Trump's crackdown on immigration. Julie Walker, New York.
South Texas residents living near SpaceX will soon decide whether they'll be officially recognized as Starbase Texas. A Cameron County judge announced the proposed SpaceX city met state requirements. People will now vote on it. More details at SRNnews.com.